I'm gonna fill up sample P8 after discharging care. Today's date is 03/25/2024. Dictation is for Mr. Kenneth Powell. Powell spells P-O-W-E-L-L. Kenneth spells K-E-N-N-E-T-H. Date of birth is 02/23/1987. This is a 37-year-old gentleman here for routine follow-up period. Next paragraph, Mr. Powell has a history of hypertension, open parenthesis, poor medication compliance slash poor control, close parentheses, obesity and hypercholesterolemia. Zero for follow-up for these conditions and medication refuel, he states. Since his last visit on 08/14/2023, he has had no need to seek medical, psychological, surgical, or emergency care. And today says he has no complaints, period. Next paragraph, past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication analogies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes, period. Next paragraph, review of systems. All systems were reviewed and were negative, period. Next paragraph. Correction, same review of system. Patients said he would like to be tested for all STDs. He said he was exposed to someone who he think may have had an STD of some sort and would like to be tested for all, period. Next paragraph, past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes, period. Next paragraph, physical exam. He's alert-oriented, obese gentleman. In no distress, vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 98% at room air. Blood pressure is 171/118. Pulse 60, respiration 18, temperature 98.0, period. Next paragraph. HENT normal. Next paragraph, neck, full range of motion, no rigidity, no meningeal signs. Next paragraph, respiratory, good inspiratory and expiratory effort, no adventitious sounds, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion. Next paragraph, cardiac, regular rate and rhythm, no murmurs, no peripheral edema or cyanosis. Next paragraph, abdomen distended secondary to obesity, no guarding, no visible peristalsis, he has normal bowel sounds, no tenderness to palpation. No rebound. Next paragraph, skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules or papules, no vesicles or bolli, period. Next paragraph, extremities, full range of motion, upper and lower extremities, no discomfort, the range of motion, he bears weight well with no antalgic gait, period. Next paragraph, neuro, alert, oriented, times 3, cranial nerves 2/10 is normal, motor and sensory functions are normal, mood and effect are normal, period. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number one is hypertension, poor med compliance, poor control. That's open and close parentheses. Obesity, hypercholesterolemia. Today we did the following. EKG. EKG reveals normal sinus rhythm. There's some T wave abnormality, which consider old, considered infarct, age undetermined. Patient has a history of coronary artery disease. He started for stent in 2016. Next paragraph. Ultrasound were done to assess patient's kidneys, liver, including echo to assess ejection fraction. These studies were all remarkable. Ejection fraction was 61. Next paragraph. Medication correction. Labs were drawn. Labs include CBC, CMP, lipid profile, A1C, testosterone, PSA, vitamin D, TSH, T3, T4, syphilis, RPR, gonorrhea, chlamydia, HIV. Next paragraph, patient was sent home with the following medication. One, clonidine. This will be a new medication because of his blood pressure today. 1 POQHS 90 days, number 90, next medication, metoprolol tartrate, 25 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 90 days, number 90, next medication, simvastatin, 40 milligrams, 1 PO QPM, 90 days, number 90, next medication, amlodipine, besolate, 10 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 90 days, number 90, next medication, lisinopril, /ACTC, 20 milligrams, /25 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 90 days. He was given the opportunity to ask questions, says he has none. Patient will return in 3 months. Strongly recommend that he follow up with his cardiologist who did a stent in, says he will. End of dictation.